this way before.
Well, you may pass. But mind you go out again the proper way, for we've got company.
I know. Thanks, Patterson. Good old friend. Thanks. S.
Is he one of the office people?
No, he's only an outsider that does odd jobs of copying. But he's been a gentleman in his time, as old Ekdal.
You can see he's been through a lot.
Yes, he was a lieutenant, you know.
The devil he was!
No mistake about it. But afterwards he went into the timber trade, or something of that sort. They say he once played Mr. Verler a very nasty trick. They were in partnership at the Høydal Works at the time. Oh, I know old Ekdal well, I do. Many's the glass of bitters, and bottle of ale, we two have drunk at Madam Ericsson's.
He can't have much to stand treat with.
Why, bless you, Jensen, it's me that stands treat. You see, I always think one must be a bit civil to folks that have seen better days.
Did he go bankrupt then?
No, worse than that. He went to prison.
To prison?
Oh, perhaps it was the penitentiary. Hush, they're leaving the table.
The dining room door is thrown open from inside by a couple of waiters. Mrs. Söderby comes out conversing with two gentlemen. Gradually the whole company follows, amongst them Varla. Last come Hjalmar Ekdal and Gregers Varla.
Pettersson, we'll have coffee in the music room.
Very well, Mrs. Söderby.
Mrs. Söderby goes with the two gentlemen into the inner room, and thence out to the right. Pettersson and Jensen go out the same way.
Phew, what a dinner. It was no joke, to do it justice.
Oh, with a little goodwill, one can get through an astonishing lot in 3 hours.
Yes, but afterwards, my dear Chamberlain.
I hear the coffee and the maraschino are to be served in the music room.
Bravo! Then perhaps Mrs. Söderby will play us something.
If only Mrs. Söderby doesn't play us a tune we don't like.
Oh, no, not she. Berta will never turn against her old friends.
I don't think anybody noticed it, Gregers.
Noticed what?
Didn't you notice it either?
Why, what do you mean?
We were 13 at table.
Indeed, were there 13 of us?
Hjalmar Ekdal. 12 is our ordinary party. This way, gentlemen.
You ought not to have invited me, Gregish.
What? Not as my best and only friend to a party supposed to be in my honor?
But I don't think your father likes it. You see, I am quite outside his circle.
So I hear. But I wanted to see you and talk to you, for I certainly shan't be staying long. Ah, we two old schoolfellows have drifted far apart from each other. It must be 16 or 17 years since we met.
Is it so long?
It is indeed. Well, how goes it with you? You look well. You've grown stout and almost portly.
Well, stout is scarcely the word, but I dare say I look a little more of a man than I used to.
Yes, you do. Your outer man's in first-rate condition.
Ah, but the inner man. That is a very different matter, I can tell you. Of course, you know of the terrible catastrophe that has befallen me and mine since last we met.
How is your father getting on now?
Don't let us talk of it, old fellow. Of course, my poor, unhappy father lives with me. He hasn't another soul in the world to care for him. But you can understand that this is a miserable subject for me. Tell me rather how you have been getting on up at the works.
Well, I've had a delightfully lonely time of it. Plenty of leisure to reflect on things in general. Come over here. Let's make ourselves comfortable.
After all, Gregish, I thank you for inviting me to your father's table, for I take it as a sign that you have got over your feeling against me.
How could you imagine I had any feeling against you?
You had at first, you know.
How at first?
After the great misfortune. It was natural enough that you should. Your father was within an ace of being drawn into that, well, that terrible business.
Why would that give me any feeling against you? Who put that into your head?
I know it did, Gregish. Your father told me so himself.
My father? Oh, indeed.